Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, we are back in the comfy confines of the lockup gymnasium to take on a first-time-ever opponent. The Montgomery Red Raiders are in town, and this should be a good one. Montgomery looks a lot like the state college team the Braves wrestled just last week. They've got a returning state champ and a whole bunch of state-ranked wrestlers. And it looks like we're going to have all the weights filled. Montgomery looked like weighed everybody in town in here tonight. They're introducing as many as three wrestlers in some of these weights. From what I understand, just one preliminary. So they are keeping their powder dry as far as what they have and what is available. Montgomery, earlier in the season, was forfeiting 189 and 215 pounds. It just happens to be the Raybuck brothers. But they are introducing wrestlers here tonight. So we'll wait and see. You don't know with this. One of the things that is really unusual anymore, we're starting off at the lightest weight, 107 pounds, to start the evening off here this evening. So should be a good one, no doubt about it. Talked with Coach Denny Herr here a little bit earlier, the coach of Montgomery. Herr was a graduate of Montgomery High School, took over about 5 years ago, wrestling coach up at the Montgomery. Two of his sons wrestling on this team tonight, so and it looks like we're going to have our one preliminary match. And while we prepare for the start of the varsity match, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have six Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Sealands Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Jack Frost has put a chill in the air and Santa is on his way. As you take time to celebrate the holidays with your family, let our family make sure you're protected from the unexpected. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, may this holiday season bring you and your families lots of love, joy, laughter, and peace.
And we are back at the lockup gymnasium. Shikellamy Braves ready to take on the Montgomery Red Raiders. We've got some extra matches to go before we get underway here. We've got a 107-pound match wrestling now. Let's take a look at least my best guess at tonight's starting lineups. And I say my best guess because, as I mentioned, Montgomery, I believe, weighed in everybody in town. They have everybody out here, and they are looking to beat the Braves. Start off at 107 pounds, Max Hallman, a freshman for the Braves at 0-4. He will wrestle Manny Stoltzfus, a freshman at 5-3. Stoltzfus ranked 18th in the state. 114 for the Braves, Julius Morales, a freshman at 0-4, will take on Carden Wagner, a freshman at 3-3. 121, this is one I'm not real sure about. I am for the Braves. Alex Rita Jr. at 5-2. I think he's going to be wrestling John Shimp. Let's see here. Shimp is on the other page. Shimp is, he's a freshman. That could change. They weighed in a whole bunch of people there, so hard to tell. 127-pound Eben Kistner for the Braves, a sophomore at 3-3. He's got one tough customer in Brent Herrer, a freshman at 5-1, currently ranked 5th in the state. These two wrestled down at Cumberland Valley. Herrer with a fall in a minute 38. At 133, the Braves will send Derek Brubaker out for the first time. Well, actually, either him or Trayson Danley will wrestle, and they will take on A.J. Croft. Croft is a freshman. At 139, Isaac McGregor for the Braves, junior, 5-1, will wrestle Raiden Felix as a freshman. 145, C.J. Keener, junior, at 3-3, will wrestle 3-2, Nevin Beachel. Beachel, regional honorable mention. At 152, Cole Wetzel, sophomore at 3-3 for the Braves against Connor Harrer, junior, at 6-0. He's ranked number one in the state, returning state champion. These two met down at Cumberland Valley. Harrer with a 2-minute-and-37-second fall. 160. It'll be Connor Wetzel, sophomore for the Braves, 4-2 against Coy Bryson, a sophomore, 1-0. 172. Matt Schaefer for the Braves, a senior at 1-4 against 5-3 junior Caden Fink, state ranked 23rd. 189. Brody Raybuck, freshman at 4-2, will take on Justin Fagard, freshman. I believe this is his first competition. 215. Mason Raybuck, a senior for the Braves, 4-2, will wrestle Ray Pouts. Pouts, a senior, I believe this is his first. And at 285, Lucas Wetzel for the Braves, a junior at 1-3, will wrestle Lane Gingrich, a freshman at 3-3. And we are ready to get underway. Manny Stoltzfus for the Red Raiders, Max Hallman for the Shikellamy Braves, and we are underway. Stoltzfus in. Once a leg on Hallman, elevates Hallman into the air, two-point takedown for Manny Stoltzfus. Stoltzfus riding left side, tight waist. Pushing on the back of Hallman and indeed lets him up. On their feet. Stoltzfus in on the leg again. Take down, and with a reinforced bar on the right side, tries to roll Hallman through. Did not get any near fall points. Under a minute to go in the first period. 4-1 lead for Manny Stoltzfus. Pair of freshmen here. Hallman gets back to his feet. 4-2 with the escape for Max. And the wrestlers clash. Hallman looks for a leg, shoots to the back leg, and it's not there. Stoltzfus underhook, steps through, trips him, and puts Hallman on his back. He's got Hallman in trouble. Hallman bridging. Trying to fight him off. 13 seconds. Hallman fights, twisting in half, and he pins him. 1 minute and 55 seconds of the first period. The time of the fall for Manny Stoltzfus. 6-0 in favor of the Raiders. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we're back, 114 pounds. Julius Morales for the Braves, a freshman, 0-4. 3-3 freshman, Carden Wagner. And Wagner, a nice sweep, low single for the takedown. And now working with a ball and chain on the left side. Pulls Morales over onto his back. Morales kicks through. Referee holding 2 points. Morales stands. Wagner with a half Nelson puts Morales over towards his back again, walks the half Nelson over. He's got Morales in a world of hurt. Referee down, counting out near fall points. Holding another two. Wagner with a bar arm. Trying to run the bar, posts a far hand, and now gets a two-point near fall. 6-0 lead for Carden Wagner of Montgomery. Crossface cradle attempt by Wagner. Doubles Morales in half, walks over, puts Morales on his back again. Ties up the arms, and he pins him. 143 of the first period. Carden Wagner with the fall. 12-0 in favor of Montgomery. We'll be right back with 121 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
And we are back, 121. Alex Reed for the Braves, junior 5-2. Freshman John Shimp for the Red Raiders, and a nice barrel roll takedown for Reed leads 2-0. Shimp stands, they go off the edge of the mat. Braves trail 12-0. Back into the center. They're back underway. Reed with the bar, steps out to the left side. Trying to run that bar. Half Nelson on the right side, steps to the right side, runs a half Nelson. Now back to the bar side. Reed left side, Shimp stands. And Reed better get him off the mat, and he does. He's going to get warned for stalling. Referee tonight, Mark Cesari, two-time state champion from North Schuylkill, son of longtime coach Joe Cesari. Mark, as good as you get, he does a lot of college matches. Double trouble for Reed as he puts Shimp over onto his back again. Shimp fighting. Reed on his toes, applies the pressure. And there's a fall. We've not gotten out of the first period yet. 1:32. The time of the fall for Reed, 12-6 in favor of the Red Raiders. We're back after this.
Hello,
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back, 127, a change for the Braves. Blake Rising in the lineup for the Braves, who wrestle Brant Herr. Herr, a freshman, 5-1, fifth ranked in the state, and Herr wastes no time, puts him in a cradle, puts him on his back. 15-second fall for Herr. And Montgomery back to a 12-point lead, 18-6. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
What makes Lackawanna College a smart choice in higher education? Three words: flexible, affordable, local. Lackawanna gives you the option of flexible schedules, online learning options, and many paths to a new career. Lackawanna is affordable. Our tuition and financial aid options make it even easier to pull your dreams within reach. Lackawanna College is local. You don't have to go to a faraway school to go far in life. Flexible, affordable, local. That's what makes Lackawanna different. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
And we're back, 133. It's Evan Kistner for the Braves. Brennan Emery, that's who it is. Had to look him up. Three wrestlers weighed in at this weight. And let's take a look here. Emery is a junior. Kistner bumping up from 127. Puts Emery into a near side cradle as he takes him down. 2-point takedown. Looking for more. He's got the cradle locked in. He's got Emery flat. Walks the leg up to the head. Kistner digs his head into the ribs. Turns Emery just briefly. Emery back to his base. Kistner trying to get back. And now has him on his back. Referee down, counting out near fall points. Holding three as Emery rolls through. Kistner still has the cradle locked in. That is the end of the first period, and finally we get out of a first period. 5-0 lead for even Kistner. Second period wrestling. Emery down on the mat. We're back underway. Kistner left side, tries to roll Emery through. Emery steps over. Now Kistner rolls him through. That was a little too exciting for a short period of time. Kistner riding left side. One-on-one on the left arm. He's got it pulled all the way across under his body. Now goes back to work crossface. Two-on-one on the left arm. Brennan Emery stands. Kistner picks him up. Neck wrench by Emery as they go off the edge of the mat. No change in position. This Emery kid's looking for a big move. He's tried two of them now. Kistner going to have to be careful. Back heel by Kistner puts Emery back to the mat. To his side. Kistner out to the left side. He's got the bar sunk in deep on the left side. Up on his toes. Now steps to the right side. Half Nelson on the back of the head. Emery's marching orders here. Don't get pinned. If you realize to this point in the season, every team point the Braves have are either a forfeit or a fall. They have yet to score a decision, major decision, or a technical fall. Two-point near fall for Kisner at the buzzer, and a 7-0 lead. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Kisner on the bottom. Emery throws a leg in. Kisner up on his forehead, up under the leg of Emery. Trying to pull Emery up over the top. Emery, power half on the left side. And Kisner freezes hips, turns to the side. He's got the legs. Emery hanging on for dear life. Hanging on. Kisner steps behind. Emery stays in control. Now Kisner comes back with a far leg, and a referee going to stop the action. And I think we've got some blood time. We do indeed. 1:02 to go in the third period. Even Kisner with a 7-0 lead, takedown, and a couple of new point, 3-2 point near falls. Sunbury Motors, 18-6 lead for Montgomery. Montgomery comes in 1-0. They beat South Williamsport. They actually finished ahead of the Braves in the Cumberland Valley duels. They've got a very good tournament team. They were in the state team tournament last year, getting beaten by West Perry. Well, it looks like we've got things back under control. We'll get back underway. The final minute and two. Kisner on the bottom tries to stand. Emery from the right side. Pops an arm in. Gets a little high. Kisner turns in from underneath. Two-point reversal. And once more, not going to get it. 9-0. He's got a major decision. He'd like more. Going to be tough to do. Kisner has been able to put Emery on his back, but this kid's pretty tough once you get him over. Working left side. Bundles the arm out front. Kisner not going over. Kisner turns in, takes a leg, Emery turns in, takes the leg of Kisner, switches to a double. Kisner sprawls, looks at the clock. He just needs to hang on for 9 seconds more. Front head and arm by Kisner. And does he save it? Nope, he's going to say he did not escape. So a 9-0 major decision win for Eben Kisner. 18-10 in favor of Montgomery. And we are back at 1:39 right after this.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
And we're back, 139. Isaac McGregor, a junior for the Braves, featuring that leg attack. Raiden Felix, excuse me, the freshman for Montgomery. And they must have gotten near fall points because it's already 6-1 in favor of McGregor. Now Barr's in the arm looking for more. Felix bellies out. McGregor half Nelson right. Raiden Felix not budging. McGregor 2-on-1 breaks him back down. McGregor bar arm runs Felix over. He's got Felix on his back. Felix kicks and comes back to his knees. No near fall points. McGregor puts him over again. This time he's got him a little tighter. Up on his toes, trying to get chest to chest with a half Nelson. Felix in the high bridge. McGregor adjusts. Felix able to keep that left shoulder up again. Very game young man here for Montgomery. 3-point near fall and a 9-2 lead for McGregor. 15 seconds to go. McGregor, crossface, looking to bundle him into a cradle. Gets him in the cradle. Got him on his back again. And that is the end of the first period. Another two. And an 11-2 lead for Isaac McGregor of Shikellamy. Boy, the action has been fast and furious here this evening. Second period wrestling, McGregor on the bottom. Nice switch by Isaac. 2-point reversal. 13-2. So he's got the major. Got a bar arm locked on the left side. He wants a fall. That's what he wants. He doesn't want anything less than a fall. With the bar, he puts Felix over again. Felix with a nice high bridge and able to come back through to his knees. 2 points being held up by the referee. Now McGregor trying to figure four the head. Just cannot keep Felix over. 15-2. And McGregor puts him over again. He needs to pin him. He's got the far side cradle. Got Felix on his back. Felix going to high bridge through. Referee holding two. As long as he hangs on to that pinning combination and doesn't collect it, he can still try and pin him. And there it is. So that'll be a technical fall. The winner, 17-2 in 3:28. So that'll give the Braves 5-18-15 in favor of Montgomery. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Jack Frost has put a chill in the air and Santa is on his way. As you take time to celebrate the holidays with your family, let our family make sure you're protected from the unexpected. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, may this holiday season bring you and your families lots of love, joy, laughter, and peace.
And we are back, 145-pound C.J. Keener for the Braves. Junior 3-3, 3-2, Nevin Beachel. He is a junior. He's a regional honorable mention. And at this point in this duel, this match is critical for both teams. At 139, even though the Braves won that, a bit of a victory for Montgomery in that they didn't get pinned. You have two teams like this close. Matchups are important, but the bonus points are where you're going to win. Bonus points are not giving up bonus points. And Beach will warn for stalling as Keener pushes them off the mat. Keener underhooks. Now slaps on a front headlock. Beachel looks for a leg. Keener sprawls back. And he puts Beachel on his back. He's got the takedown. He's got him in trouble. Referee down looking, counting. Nevin Beachel going to belly out. Now Keener puts him back over. Working with that collar tie. Coach Bryce Town, you hear him over here. Hey, Keener, we're looking for a pin. Let's go. 2-point near fall for Keener. Now goes back to work with that claw. That is the end of the first period. Shikalimi C.J. Keener leading 4-0. Choice in the second period goes to Beachel. He wants to go on his feet. He does not want to go back down under C.J. Keener. Keener moves in, ties up on the head, underhooks. Snaps Beachel down. Inside trip, locks on a far side cradle. He's got Beachel on his back, and he pins him. 2 minutes. And 20 seconds of the second period, the Braves take the lead, 21-18. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy setters in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
All right, let's figure out what happened. The Braves forfeited to Connor Herrer. And it is 24-21.
We go to 160 pounds. Coy Bryson, former the Red Raiders. Cole Wetzel for the Ravens.
All right, so we've got the Braves doing some bumping here. They're going to bump Cole Wetzel up. Away from Herrer. So Cole Wetzel will wrestle Coy Bryson. Bryson is a sophomore, as is Wetzel. As we mentioned before, Wetzel and Herrer wrestled. Now they wrestled 2 years in a row, and Herrer pinned them both times. So a good strategic move by Shikalimi coach Tim Bosch. Wrestlers on their feet, they lock up. What I think that means is we're going to see Connor Wetzel bat bump up to 172. Now Bryson has other ideas as he's in deep on a head outside single. Wetzel with a whizzer, and they go off the mat. Back center circle. Wetzel stocks in on Bryson. They lock up. Tap and go by Wetzel. Bryson sprawls. And they go off the edge of the mat. 31 seconds to go in the first period. Bryson drops to a knee. Wetzel tries to snap him down. Bryson back to his feet. Wetzel circling. Now Bryson ties up on the head of Cole Wetzel. On the mat apart. Now Wetzel moves in, ties up, and that is the end of the first period, a scoreless first period. Between Cole Wetzel and Coy Bryson. The Braves are back here in action next Tuesday when the Loyal Sox Lancers roll into town. And then they head off to a Christmas break where they will compete in the Conestoga Valley Tournament. Second period wrestling, Wetzel on top. Goes to work with a tight waist as he breaks Bryson to the mat. Bars in the right arm. Or does he? No, Bryson cleared it. Bryson up on all fours. Wetzel with a tight waist. Bryson turns and a one-point escape for Cole Bryson. He leads 1-0. On their feet apart. Bryson arm drag to an outside single. He did that nicely. Shot from his knees. Breaks Wetzel down. Two-point takedown for Coy Bryson. He leads. Bryson throws a leg in on the left side, power half right, now throws both legs in. Stretches Wetzel out on a mat. One-on-one on the right arm. Not sure what one of the coaches said, but referee Mark Cesari looked at him and said, sit down. Bryson with the double grapevines. He's got Cole Wetzel flat on the mat. This is the end of the second period. 3-0 lead for Bryson. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. Bryson tight waist. Wetzel up on all fours. Tries to sit. Bryson wants to get those legs in. Wetzel, forward roll. Tries to catch a leg on the way down. Does he get it? Bryson with a figure four slips it to a scissors. Getting a little high. Wetzel definitely has loosened the legs. Trying to sneak out the back. Bryson hanging on with his fingertips. Wetzel turns to the head. Now Bryson gets a bit of an advantage, and with a power half, he's got Wetzel in some trouble, trying to kick him over. Wetzel fighting. And Bryson puts him on his back. Wetzel threw to his stomach, two-point near fall. 5-0 lead for Coy Bryson. Bryson to the right side. Crossface. He wants to put in a far side cradle. Wetzel gets big. Bryson persists for that crossface. 37 seconds. Wetzel up on all fours. Bryson underneath the arms. Breaks him back down. Wetzel again up on all fours. Bryson with that tight waist. Can't break Wetzel to his base. Bryson goes from left side back to right side. And that is the end of the match. 5-0 decision for Coy Bryson over Shikellamy's Coy Wetzel, 27-21 in favor of Montgomery. We're back at 172 right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling at WKOK.com.
Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
All righty, some more changes this time. Connor Wetzel, wow, he's not going to even let me tell you what's going to happen. Connor Wetzel with a 12-second fall over Dominic Parkhurst. All right, so what does that give us here? 21 plus 6 and 27-27. And we'll be back at 189 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
And we are back, 189 pounds. Brody Raybrook, freshman for the Braves, 4-2. Justin Figgard for Montgomery. He's just a freshman. And we're underway. Wrestlers lock up, break apart. Figgard in deep on the leg of Raybrook. Raybrook sweeps around to the outside, takes the leg of Figgard. Figgard with a whizzer. Limp arm out by Raybrook. Figured with a leg. Sneaks out the back. Raybrook stands. Figured breaks him down. 2-point takedown for Justin Figured. Right at Matt's edge. Figured tight waist. Arm pry on the left side. Raybrook trying to get off the edge of the mat and does with 41 seconds to go. Figured 2-0. Boy, Figured a big boy for just a freshman. Montgomery with, actually I think he said they had 5 girls on the varsity team. 2 of them weighed in and introduced. He said they have a number of them on the junior high and a whole bunch in the elementary program. Montgomery actually sanctions girls wrestling. Great program for the young ladies, something the Braves need to do. I asked the coach what was the secret. He says, you have a program, they'll come out. Raybrook scrambling, trying to get away from Figured. Not going to do it. That is the end of the first period. And Justin Figured hangs on to a 2-0 lead. Junior high, a couple young ladies wrestled in the junior high. And the Braves do have some girls in the junior high. Some in the elementary program, none in the high school, though. Second period wrestling. Raybrook on the bottom. Figured, reinforced bar, rolls Raybrook through, all the way through. Figured picks an ankle. 2-on-1 on the left arm. He is riding with such tight hips. Raybrook, no breathing room. Raybrook tries to come to his feet. Figured with a bar. Bar arm left for Figured. Wants to run it into some near fall points. Graybuck fighting turns. They go off the edge of the mat. We're back underway. Raybuck turns. Oh, momentarily cleared his hips. Figured covers him. Raybuck just can't get his hips free. Arm left by Figured. Raybuck leaning hard into that, trying to high leg over, but no success. Now Raybuck stands, Figured from behind. And Figured breaks him back down. Figured with a tight waist. The tight hips. Raybuck to his feet again. Figured breaks him down again. Raybuck back up. Figured breaks him down. And they go off the edge of the mat. Yes, Justin Figured is one tough customer. As we already know, Brody Raybuck is one tough customer. Figured breaks Raybuck down again. Raybuck up on all fours. Figured back the opposite way, stays in control. 2-0 after two. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Figured chooses the bottom. Raybuck with the tight waist. Tries to chop off the left arm. Figured stands. Raybuck breaks him back down. Raybuck right side cross facing. Figured controls the wrist. Raybuck either has to cradle him or get under the arm. He does cradle him. I don't know if he can get him over. Justin Figured is a horse. Raybuck trying to work that far side cradle. Needs to score some points. Figured has them all clogged up. Stalling on the bottom to Figured. Raybuck steps out to the right side. Figured up on all fours. Raybuck pulls him back to the mat. Figured back to his base. Gets small. Now stands. Raybuck breaks him back down. And now Raybuck going to be warned for stalling. Raybuck up under the arms, riding the wrist. Referee didn't like that. 2-0. Well, first period takedown. The only difference in this match. Raybuck back to work with the tight waist. Wants to put a bar in on the left side. Steps to the right side. Figured again gets small. Figured pops his head out. Raybuck. Oh, Figured gets a reversal. Figured with two. And that's the way it'll end. So 4-0. Justin Figured with the win, 30-27 in favor of Montgomery. We're back at 2:15. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glick's too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glick's.
All right, more changes. Preston Sponarelli for the Braves, getting his first start of the season. He'll take on Ray Pouts. Check that. Pouts is a senior. Sponarelli, low single. Pouts sprawls. Sponarelli trying to come out the back. Obviously, two very inexperienced young men right here. Sponarelli hangs onto the leg. Pouts around the waist. Sponarelli drives the hip of Pouts into the mat. Pouts up under the arm. Still no change in position. Sponarelli pops an arm, pops ahead, 2-point takedown for Preston Sponarelli. Sponarelli with a tight waist momentarily puts Ray Pouts on his back. Pouts stands, breaks a grip of Sponarelli. 1-point escape, 2-1 lead for Shikellamy's Preston Sponarelli. Sponarelli moves in. He's looking for a headlock. He wants to get out of this quick. Pouts ties up on the head. Now comes up under the arms. Double underhook by Pouts. Sponarelli needs to get low and break that. Leg laces Pouts. 2-point takedown for Preston Sponarelli. What a nice leg lace for the two. And with a, oh, with a bar arm, puts Pouts over onto his back, but off the edge of the mat, 4-1 with 20 seconds to go in the first period. Back into the center. Pouts is set. Sponarelli, tight waist, breaks him down. Bar arm by Sponarelli as he puts Pouts over onto his back. Referee down looking, and he pins him. Preston Sponarelli getting the start here tonight and getting the fall in a minute and 49, and there's quite a pileup behind the Braves bench as the guys that have already wrestled tackle each other. 33-30 in favor of Shikellamy. We're back with the big guys right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back, 285 pounds. Mason Raybuck for the Braves, senior, 4-2. Lane Gingrich, freshman, at 3-3. And Raybuck with a far side cradle. He's got Gingrich on his back, and he pins him, and the Braves win. 29 seconds, the time of the fall for Mason Raybuck. 39-30. The Braves go to 3-0 on the season, and they beat a real tough Montgomery Red Raider team. Wow, what another dual meet here tonight. Making some upper weight adjustments. Makes Tim Bosch look like a genius, but boy, these kids came through for him. 39-30. The Braves win. We will try and get a hold of Coach Bosch. Talk about this. We told him we talked to him after every win. So far, he's 3-0. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
It was raucous, it was rowdy, it was a lot of fun here at the Lockup Gymnasium tonight. 39-30, the Braves with a win over a tough Montgomery team, finally getting the attention of Shikellamy Tim Bosch. Wow, house announcer had the place rocking. It was packed. What a fun match. What a fun match. Get his headgear on here.
There we go. I can hear you.
You got it? All right. Well, first I got to ask you about what we just saw here at the end. I never saw you fight or wrestle in person. I thought I was going to get to see it. What was going on?
They were
here?
A little upset that we forfeited to their, well, his son.
Well, it turned out it worked out well.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of dual wrestling. You have to have some tactics in your matchups, and I wrestled the way I thought we would win, and we got the W.
Turns out it worked. Huh? Boy, I'll tell you what, the kids really came through for you tonight. They took off with a big lead.
Yep.
Didn't look good there for a while, but boy, the Braves came roaring back.
Yes, we did. Those boys, Preston especially. Boy,
oh, my God.
It was a big ask, but he's been wrestling hard in the room this past week. He had that look in his eye. I had a meeting back with the boys before we sent him. Look him all in the eyes. He said he was ready, so I sent him.
I was going to say, when did you tell him he was going to wrestle?
We literally had a powwow second before he went out. Yeah. And I got the look back from him that he was ready, so I sent him.
Great. All right, let's take a look. Let's start off here. 107 pounds. They started off real tough. They've got some quality kids there. Manny Stoltzfus looked really good against Max Holman. Max has had a tough early season here, but he keeps coming at you.
Yeah. We knew the lightweights were going to struggle this particular matchup, but, Max, he keeps coming out. He's battling hard in the room. We expect big things out of him. He's a freshman, got a lot of room to grow, so we're looking forward to a bright future with him.
114 pounds, Julius Morales and Carden Wagner Morales, likewise, falling to a tough freshman first period fall for Montgomery, and they're 12 up, 12 nothing there at that point.
Morales is, he wrestled off for the 106 spot, or 107 spot rather, this season to get things going. Obviously, he's wrestling 114, lost that wrestle off to Max, but he's wrestling up a little bit, so a little undersized for the weight class.
121 pounds, you come back with Alex Reed. They had some other kid down at Cumberland Valley. I was surprised to see the Shimp wrestled in the dual meet.
The coach said their kid broke his hand.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that could have been a tougher matchup if their starter was in there. But as fate would have it, we got, what was his name, Shimp.
I don't think it would have been any different.
Reed's, Reed's on a roll.
Tough. He's on a roll. He's been getting a lot of slams there for you. Another first period fall. 127 pounds. Well, you knew going in here what they had, Blake or Brant Hare, the younger brother of the wrestler you decided not to wrestle. Won't say his name right now. You have Blake Rising out there for the first time. That's a tough guy to put out for your first match.
Yes, it is, but there's only one way to learn, trial by fire. Get your hands on one of those guys and see what it feels like. And obviously it didn't go our way, but Blake rose the occasion. He was willing to get out there and lay it on the line.
Well, you only gave him 15 minutes of fire, though. That was pretty quick. 133 pounds, you bump even up to 133 to wrestle a tough Brendan Emery kid. And, boy, I tell you what, he came out there and he did a real blue-collar job for you.
Yes. Yep, he grounded out, was looking, we got to work on that as a team.
Yeah.
Snap go behind. It is there a lot. And we're missing a little bit, but it's early. We're going to get where we want to be.
Well, you had to be pleased because he did get you bonus points there. I didn't think at first that he was going to do that, but did get you a 9-0, gave you 4 there. So
yes.
That was big. 139 pounds, Isaac McGregor against a kid whose marching orders were don't get pinned. He did a great job against.
What a fight.
Yeah, he did a great job against Isaac. Isaac couldn't pin him, ended up getting the tech fall.
Yep.
I know you'd like to have another one there.
Absolutely. And then in these tight matches, 1 point's a big difference. You really want to get all those you can, but we'll take the 5. Isaac is in trouble, and we'll be running extra laps tomorrow night.
That's all right. That's good. He should have gotten that fall for you. I did hear Coach Towns specifically said, we want 6.
Yes.
So, he's being a little insubordinate with the coaches there. So, but a great match for Isaac, and he's another guy that's been doing it for you this year. That means you got C.J. Keener in here against Nevin Beachel. And this Nevin Beachel kid, he's got an regional honorable mention. Looked like a real tough opponent, but again, boy, Keener really went at him.
Yes.
What I liked, he did reach with his lead hand one time I saw.
Okay, so we're making some improvements
there. So there's some more laps. But it didn't matter because he was
on fire. He was ready to rumble. He was excited. He was pumping the guys up in the room and in the locker room and on the sidelines. So he's a ball of energy. You can count on him to get people motivated.
Well, that was probably the big difference here with that because, Beachel couldn't do anything and then Keener pinned him. 152 pounds. This is where you come into play. Forfeiting to Connor Hare. Now, yes, it would have been nice to have somebody out there.
Mm-hmm.
I always hate to see the best wrestler, and we've seen it on our team so often, getting that forfeit. Parents come, they want to see the kid wrestle. But what are you going to do? You're here to win. You're not here to make the fans happy.
I'm not here to make friends with the other team, I can tell you that. And Cole, obviously struggled with him at the kickoff tournament.
Well, the last 2 years he got pinned by him.
Yeah, so. It's wrestling. It's dual meet wrestling.
Yeah.
I need to have my team have more points on the board at the end of the night. I thought if I moved Cole up, we were going to have more success there with him. My plan didn't pay off all the way until later in the evening.
And I almost got to see the rear naked choke. 160 pounds. You bump Cole Wetzel up to wrestle Coy Bryson. But boy, that Bryson kid, man, he was just too much of a horse for Coy.
Yeah, he was tough. He had a couple of real strong positions he was going to. Cole couldn't get out on bottom, was struggling clearing those legs, and it was a struggle to watch at times.
Yeah,
they had
some really good mat riders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really good, just tight waist, tight hips, mat riders. That across the whole team.
Yep.
172 pounds, you bump Connor Wetzel up against Dominic Parkhurst. I didn't even get out of the commercial for this one. So it was like we had back-to-back commercial. Wetzel comes out, 12-second fall.
Yeah, that's got to be close to some kind of team record. That's pretty fast. We'll have to check the stats on it.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 to 8 seconds, I think, if I remember correctly. But at any rate, so Wetzel kind of rights a ship, gets you tied there again with 27-27. 189 pounds, put Brody Raybuck out against a Justin Figured. And this is another kid, tight waist, tight hips. Didn't give Brody any room whatsoever to breathe.
No, and I was hoping Brody was going to be able to use his weight a little bit better than what he did, but just couldn't get it going, couldn't get that pressure that we were looking for. And obviously, as you said, the kid was riding tough.
Put him back in the lead for the final time before super sub Preston Sponarelli. You're going to have to go out and buy this kid a slice of pizza or something.
Absolutely.
Man, I'll tell you what. Came out and, you know, you could tell that the two maybe hadn't wrestled a whole lot, maybe didn't have a whole lot of experience. Mm-hmm. But, man, once Sponarelli got on a roll, pinned him.
Preston's made a lot of gains in the room
since
we first got him on the team. And he put in time over the summer. He's been putting in a lot of work. And I could just tell that he was excited. He was ready to take his chance tonight, and I thought it was a great opportunity to get him out there. And boy, he's heard how the crowd reacted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everybody was on the fire here. And, you know, I can see why that happens. If you got him there in the middle of the Raybuck brothers, that, you know, he's going to have to get better. He's going to taste his own blood way too often because I'm sure they don't take it easy on him in the room either. But big hero for you tonight, Preston Sponarelli. It's hard to say because it was just a total team effort.
Yes.
But, boy, he really came through for you. 285, Mason Raybuck. Again, that, you know, that was a good move also just – in, as far as the heavyweights went, because you know, Lucas Wetzel wrestled well against Lewisburg, but still very green. Gingrey, a freshman, 3-3, so he's obviously been around a little bit. But boy, Mason Raybuck didn't seem to care.
Made short work looking for that cross face cradle.
yeah, he wasn't going to set it up. He was going to use
it. No, just going to take it.
So 39-30. You're 1-0 against Montgomery. Shikalimi's 1-0 against Montgomery. Never wrestled him before. So, yeah, you're 1-0 against Montgomery, 3-0 in the season. Loyal Sock into town here in another week, and then you head out on the trail for some tournament wrestling.
That's right.
So,
looking forward to all of that.
Yeah. So the boys looking good tonight here?
You were worried.
You were hoping that they'd recover from that Lewisburg match. I'd say they did.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going back to work tomorrow.
All righty. Very good. Thank you very much, Coach.
My pleasure.
I think Coach Herr left, so you're all right.
No worries.
All right. Thanks. That was Shikalimi Coach Tim Bush talking about tonight's match. Boy, it just great team effort. 39-30. The Braves beat the Red Raiders of Montgomery. As I said coming in, this Montgomery team is a little bit like the State College team. Things went a little bit better for the Braves. Braves beating State College by one, but you know, Montgomery with a returning state champion, which they decided to forfeit to. Good idea there, and came back and put a beat on them, 39-30. So from the Lockoff Gym, where again the final score: Shikalimi 39, Montgomery 30. Join us again next Tuesday. The Braves are going to be right back here at home to take on Loyal Sock. Now, one real quick thing. I love to hear when you tell me you heard me on the radio, but I'd really, really love to hear you here in the stands, because tonight was exciting. Lots of energy in the room here, and this is usually the match where all the alumni come back and you get to see some of the kids you saw years ago. For all of our great engineers up at the studio, this is Steve Williams inviting you back this next Tuesday, when the Braves throw it down on the Res Lake. Shikalimi Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikalimi Wrestling on WKOK. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.